This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, riches might increase your piety. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So it is an honor to be here talking about Islamic lifestyle on A to Z. So, of course, our title is that riches might increase your piety. I'm sure this might be one of the most popular episodes so far because apparently people like to be rich, and why would you not want to be rich, especially if it might increase your piety? So what are we talking about here? There's a lot of stuff going on. And of course, it is not as clear-cut as one would expect. So when we're talking about riches might increase piety, of course, we have to remember the word might that is in there, meaning that there's a chance that riches will increase your piety. And of course, there's also a chance that riches might decrease your piety. It kind of depends on which way you take it in your Islamic lifestyle. So what are we talking about first and foremost? This is a tradition that I ran across from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. And His Eminence, the Messenger of Allah, he says that what a good help for piety are riches, wealth. So what's going on? Just kind of talk a little bit about this tradition and unravel some of its intricacies. So first and foremost, yes, it is possible for riches to help us in acquiring piety. Now, also keep in mind that riches also have the possibility of decreasing our piety. So in the very limited amount of time that we have, we're going to try our best to kind of cover both of these. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. Now, when it comes to riches helping us in acquiring our piety, well, it is because when we are not distracted by poverty, which is the opposite of riches, poverty has a tendency to put a very strange, spiritual pressure upon an individual, right? You're always tense. You're stressed out, you're worried, you're anxious, you're frustrated, right? Why? Because you can't make ends meet. And if you have a spouse and children, that just makes it much more worse, right? Because now you're worried about being able to provide for your family. And that constant stress, that constant spiritual pressure on you, of course, eventually it has the possibility of taking us towards a path which is non-Islamic. And it might take us down a path which is a non-Islamic lifestyle, right? And so in this situation, the poverty becomes a means of decreasing our piety. But when we're talking about riches might, you know, help our piety, it is because, you know, we're living a life and Islamic lifestyle where our ends are being met, right? We're not worried about our daily bread. We're not worried about the heating, you know, or the cooling bill, right? We're not worried about, you know, are we going to be able to afford basic necessities? So when you have that those riches, when you have that wealth, you know, which is providing for your basic necessities, then hopefully, inshallah, you know, that gives you the peace of mind to be able to go and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for you to be able to go and, be grateful for and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all His blessings. So overall, those riches and that wealth, which, allows you to live a comfortable life and have the basic necessities, should result in that you establish a stronger connection with the Almighty Allah.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.